Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shaney. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
49125.
Thank you. May I have your name, please?
Melinda.
And the last name?
Green.
Okay, thank you. Could you confirm your address so I can pull up the account?
3920 Browntown Road.
Okay, thank you. And I do see that you just completed a sweepstakes offer for the KitchenAid mixer. With you paying the shipping cost, there are some terms and conditions that you would be enrolled into Bites Hub, and that is a meal plan.
You know what? Quit talking, please. I'm calling and I'm already pissed. So you reading off of your little screen isn't going to help the situation at all, okay? Now, you guys charged my credit card $2 last night, supposedly. Yet I've heard from some other people that you guys have charged their credit card a whole lot more. So give me my $2 back, and whatever you do with my name, lose it, get rid of it, don't ever contact me again.
Okay, Ms. Green, I don't have a charge here for you for $2. Hello, are you there?
Okay, how much is it?
What you're being billed for this account for Bites Hub is $59.89.
Yeah, see, exactly what I said. Uh-huh. And if that goes through on my credit card, I'm going to contact my attorney, put my money back onto my credit card, and lose my name and my number and my address.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and get the account canceled. Again, that came from a sweepstakes offer that was done for the mixer. I don't know if you were aware that there were terms and conditions that you would be enrolling into additional offers with that sweepstakes.
There was nothing in there in the sweepstakes to say anything about you guys.
Okay, well,
I expect my money back on my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I was about to explain. I did cancel you, and I issued your refund for your $59.89. It does take 3 to 5 business days to receive your refund back to your card. And if you'd like, I can write down would you like to write down the confirmation number for your cancel?
What's that number, please?
Okay, it'll be 920.
920.
649.
649.
155. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
Is there an address that I can write to and complain about this company, or is there a manager over your head that I can complain to? What is being answered online is a scam.
Well, again, Ms. Green, I apologize about the misunderstanding, but that information was sent to you via email when you completed that sweepstakes offer. Before you could actually proceed with processing the order, the terms and conditions did have to be in agreement. That's why your account was charged. So that information was sent to you via your email.
And again, I was told $2. You guys charged me $60. That's false advertisement. That's not having the whole entire truth. So again, what's the address of the company? Or is there a manager that I can talk to?
We're an online
service. I can hang up. I can contact an attorney, let them know about the false advertising, and work on business, and then you'll probably have to find another job, and I'd hate to do that to somebody.
Okay,
but,
well, your account was canceled and refunded. You're welcome to contact your attorney, so that way they can point out to you where you looked over the terms and conditions and why your account was charged.
And they can also point out the false advertising where you guys get everybody every single time. Now, again, I have the right to complain when somebody is falsely advertising something.
Okay, and that offer that you enrolled in, Ms. Green, this is a separate company from your original offer. That's what I'm trying to explain.
Exactly
to you.
My point.
Yes, ma'am. And
if it was for you guys, you guys should have advertised it. You shouldn't have advertised it on a Walmart wall.
No, now, ma'am, that's again, not what the offer
what's
was
the
on.
Address of the company, please?
We're an online service. We do not have a physical address. But what I will do is get you transferred over to a supervisor so they can explain that to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on just a moment so I can get a supervisor on the line for you.
Bite head, huh?
And just waiting on my supervisor to get on the line for you, okay? And just to let you know, Ms. Green, I am still here waiting on my supervisor. She's almost done with the call that she's on, okay?
All right.
Yeah, I sent an email and I'm coming in 30 this morning. Still never heard anything. Makes you wonder about people, doesn't it? Yeah. Supposedly no address for this business. All businesses have addresses.
All right, and I am going to go ahead and get you transferred over to my supervisor, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service. Just hold the line, please.